Well, Carl is almost ready. We've walked along the long side of the pool. And one thing I forgot to mention is that, yes, the Lido is situated next to the railway station. Not railway station, a railway track. And sometimes you hear all these commuters being whisked to work. We do feel sorry for them occasionally because we're here in almost a sanctuary. It's such a beautiful place, the Lido. So yeah, Carl is almost ready. He's got his cap on. Are you wearing one cap or two cap?
One
cap. He's a real hardened. We normally in winter wear two caps. So he's got one cap on. He's got his goggles on. Still in his flip-flops. And he's got these extra long, tight-fitting swimming trunks. I guess they're endurance ones. They look great. So he's going to get in the shallow end, and he wants to do four length today. It is between 2 and 3 degrees. It is cold. He's walking down the steps and just in the water up to his hips at the moment, just sizing up what he's going to do. And off he goes, just immersing himself into the water. And he's got such a wonderfully elegant stroke, and he's off. I'm walking with him alongside, and he's got a beautiful stroke. He's actually quite a tall chap, and he's got a few tattoos on his shoulder, and he's actually got tattooed on his chest the date and the achievement of his first channel swim in July 2009. I'm walking one length with him, and it'll take him about, I don't know, it'll take him about 5 minutes, 6 minutes to do four length, I suppose, I don't know. But he's got a wonderful, wonderful stroke. Normally, he's got his friend Carl Reynolds, who he mentioned earlier, who also helped him when he did the channel crossing, who swims with him, but the other Carl isn't here today. So this Carl Richards, is here on his own. He's actually got the pool absolutely to himself today. A lot of people have been swimming already, including myself. I did my length today and I felt good. I actually dived in the deep end. That's the end we're reaching at the moment. So Carl is on his first length. He's reached it and he's pushing off again. Emerged in the water. He's just surfaced. And he's off again. This beautiful freestyle stroke he has. Breathes once to the left and then to the right. Yeah, so it's gotten a bit grey here. But earlier, the other thing that Carl mentioned is that you've got to block out so many things when you come and train. You can't really be affected by the weather, you can't be affected even by the water temperature. You've just got to set yourself a goal and just go for it. Just do it. And funnily enough, he said that every time he comes here, he still thinks, am I going to do it or not? So it's a constant kind of battle with your thoughts. And you've got to be so strong, not only physically, because that he is. He definitely is a strong guy, a tall, strapping guy, muscular guy. But it is about your mind. What are you going to think of when you swim? What are you going to focus on to keep going? And although here we're talking about 400 yards, it is not as long as one would, you know, imagined if for somebody who has swam the channel. But after all, it is 3 degrees, maximum 3 degrees centigrade. The other interesting thing about swimming here at the Lido is that the shallow end is usually up to half a degree colder than the deep end. He's just done his second lap and he's on his third. And I think I'm going to catch up with him after his swim. I'm going to post this on the Boo, so here you can only do 4 minutes, no, 5 minutes, and I'm on 4:37. So I'm going to stop this now and just pick it up again. Carl is still swimming.